परिणामस्वभावता कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितद् अभूत् कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितात् अभूत् कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितादभूत् कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितादभूत् कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितादभूत् मताजी कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितादभूत् कालाद् गुणव्यतिकर परिणामस्वभावत कर्मणो जन्म महता पुरुषाधिष्ठितादभूत् वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग कालात् फ्रॉम इटर्नल टाइम गुण व्यतिकर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ द मोड्स बाय रिएक्शन परिणाम ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन स्वभावतः From the nature, karmanaha of activities, janma creation, mahatah of the mahatattva, purushadishtitat, because of the purusha incarnation of the Lord, abhut, it took place. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. After the incarnation of the first Purusha, Karanavashayi Vishnu, the Mahatattva or the principles of material creation take place and then time is manifested and the course of time The three qualities appear. Nature means the three qualitative appearances. They transform into activities. Purport. By the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord, the whole material creation evolves by the process of transformation and reactions one after another and by the same omnipotency they are wound up again one after another and conserved in the body of the Supreme. Kala or time is synonym of nature and is transformed manifestation of the principles of material creation. As such, Kala may be taken as the first cause of all creation. And by transformation of nature, different activities of the material world become visible. These activities may be taken up as the natural instinct of each and every living being, or even of the inert objects. And after the manifestation of the activities, there are varieties of products and byproducts of the same nature. Originally, these are all due to the Supreme Lord. The Vedanta Sutras and the Bhagavatam thus begin with absolute truth as the beginning of all creations. Janmadyasya yatah. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, feeling very humbled to do this service in front of many senior devotees present over here. But yet, for their pleasure, for pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, Shri Radha Gopinath, and for my own purification, I'll try to share something that I noted from reading today's Bhagavatam verse. So today, second chapter, second canto, fifth chapter, Brahmaji is describing the cause of all causes to Narada Muni, and how the creation unfolds. The first canto and especially second canto onwards, Sarga and Visarga is discussed, that is, creation is being discussed, and mainly creation, other portions are also discussed, and towards the end, 11th canto and 12th canto, the dissolution is discussed, Nirodha. So here we'll just go through this portion elaborates on Kalad guna vyatikaraha parinama swabhavata karmano janma mahata purushadishtitadabhut. So, this sloka, reading the translation once again. After the incarnation of the first Purusha, Karanarnavashai Vishnu, the Mahatattva or the principles of material creation take place. And then time is manifested and in course of time three qualities appear. Nature means the three qualitative appearances. They transform into activities. So, the gradual process of creation, how the Lord creates, is being described in this, and Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this. That's why most of the time when we just read the translation, we don't understand. But when we read the purport, we try to think on what Prabhupada is writing. We understand, we touch on the essence of Bhagavatam. That is why the Vaishnavas read the commentary of Vaishnava Acharyas. Without reading the commentaries, Bhagavatam won't actually touch our heart. So Prabhupada never encouraged the process of imitating the sages of Naimisharanya and trying to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days. Rather, Prabhupada says that to live the Bhagavatam, live the holy textbooks, not just read them like parrot, to actually live it. So we will be able to live it if we every day take to the process of taking shelter of the instructions of the Vaishnava Acharyas, essentially for us to take shelter from Srila Prabhupada's books. So here Prabhupada is explaining how the verse itself says, and Prabhupada is explaining how the creation began after the first Purusha because of his omnipotency. Srila Prabhupada explains, because of the omnipotency of the Lord, the process of creation happens. It's like a series of chain reactions, series of transformations happening, and actually winding up is also a series of, it is also process of transforming back into in a reverse way. So both creation and winding up is nothing but a process of transformation and reactions. And Kala here Prabhupada explains as something synonym of material nature and is the transformed manifestation of the principles of creation, that is material creation, that is Mahatattva. Kala is a transformation of Mahatattva. And then the three gunas appear, Rajogun, Tamogun, Sattvagun. So all these gunas appear, and then appears nature, means the three qualitative appearances, and then they transform into activities. So the last part of the purport, Prabhupada says towards the end, these activities that appear may be taken up as natural instinct of each and every living being, or even of inert objects. So whatever activities we see in this world is but a natural instinct of each and every living being, or even of the inert objects. And after the manifestation of the activities, there are varieties of products and byproducts of the same nature. So basically the karma that we see in this to our superficial eyes, whatever we see is a byproduct of natural, and that natural instinct of the different living entities and the products, and that gives rise to more and more byproducts and products, and this way the creation continues. So originally these are all due to the original cause of all causes. So the Bhagavatam, that's how it stands out from all other Puranas, because in each and every verse there is an touch that the original cause here is the first Purusha, Karanarnavashayi Vishnu. So I'll try to speak something on this, that idea that I got in my mind, that these natural instincts of every living being that we know, basically, like all of us are encaged in this material bodies. This, how this material body is created, is gradual, is explained in this second canto and third canto and fifth canto in different sections. So how understanding the construction of the, you know, like software of our bodies, minds, the firmware, how the physical body is constructed, all that is explained in a very elaborate scientific way in Srimad Bhagavatam. And understanding how our bodies and minds and intellect is being crafted by the Lord, by the Lord's, Brahmaji is the Lord's representative, by the empowered personalities. So how all this creation happens, by understanding that, then we can delve into the purpose behind all these things. Why we are engaged in this maic world, like Sahadeva Prabhu was telling in yesterday's class, like it's like an illusory world. Why we are pushed into the illusory world, the matrix, you know, so as to understand the workings. When we understand through Bhagavatam the working of the matrix of this world, the illusory energy, Vishnu Maya, how it is working, and what is intended from us, what the Lord intends us, how the Lord wants us to reform ourselves and come out of this Vishnu Maya, the Lord's Maya only. Lord wants us to come out of His external energy. So then that is the purpose of this creation of this matrix that is described in these sections. So how it is created is by the omnipotency of the Lord. The Mahatvata is created, and then from that time is manifested. Time is nothing but material nature with a combination of three gunas, and then this gives rise to all the different activities that are actually coming, emanating from the Prakriti. So we know this in Prabhupada explains this we know that this natural instincts that we all have, the natural tendencies that are hidden in us, what is the root of that natural instinct? If we just think, like, what is the bottom line that that gives rise to these different kind of activities, that is coming from natural instinct? Someone can say what could be the bottom line? Desire to enjoy, Satyananda Prabhu was saying. Desire to enjoy, yes, all the living entities have this desire to enjoy, and that desire to enjoy is, thank you Prabhu, that desire to enjoy is coming from this root consciousness of I, me, mine consciousness. The desire to enjoy is nothing but I, me, mine consciousness. I figured it out that way. And this I, me, mind, consciousness, actually we have to be so careful that if we are, this consciousness can dominate us even while practicing. I mean, many people try to take to spiritual path, and we know that 99% of the path the people that they take to, the spiritualists, so-called spiritualists, yes, they are endeavoring for spiritual path, but they end up believing that they themselves are God. So this consciousness of I, me, mind is degenerating to, you know, this Mayavad theory, as, you know, like I am God. And what the materialists have, the consciousness, their consciousness also, they may not say that I am God, but they will say that they just khao piyo maja udao, you know. So basically they want to imitate God in some way. They will not say that they are God. So there is apparently two class. Even in the amongst the materialist class, they are trying to imitate God. They are trying to imitate Sri Sri Radha Gopinath by having a happy time, they themselves, to become like God. And then they get frustrated in the matrix. And there is also in the so-called spiritualist class, in the whole, you know, flow of few people take to spirituality, and even in that few people, 99% of them ultimately come to this conclusion that, you know, I am God and there is nothing else other than God, and I am that one. So this is what Bhagavatam addresses actually, and we have to work on this consciousness. So as I, me, mind, consciousness, I also was thinking about the different koshas that we have to graduate from, you know. The animal kosha is like annamay kosh, then pranamay kosh, then jnanamay kosh, then vijnanamay kosh, and then ultimately anandamay kosh. So in the spiritual club, many spiritualists, they claim that they are in the anandamay kosh. But the Lord himself, when he comes and performs his pastimes, so the Lord is creating through his first Purusha incarnation. But Lord also enters into the Vishnu Maya portion, in the sense, along with the living entities, he comes and performs pastimes for a certain period of time, and then he disappears. Why? To show the variety of the spiritual world, to exhibit the variety of the spiritual world, and to attract the attention of the conditioned soul. So that's the purpose of the Lord's incarnation. So when the Lord incarnates, it's not that it's over. After he does his pastimes, then he sends his emissaries, you know, to further train, you know, the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls still don't understand. Conditioned soul, in the sense, connected to this purport today, is conditioned souls are those who are helplessly acting as per their natural instincts. Okay, so we are all conditioned souls, but the difference is that we have accepted the process given by the Lord, and that is given in Bhagavatam, and that is given by the emissary, the representative of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, for us. So the Lord's pastimes and avatars are not the end. The Lord's pastimes, the purpose of the Lord's pastime is still going on right now, in the form of the Hare Krishna movement. Lord Chaitanya came, you know, 500 years ago, and he performed pastimes for 48 years. And after that, many Nitya Siddha associates of the Lord are being sent. And they are coming and, you know, giving us the same message. You know, like, even like previously many Acharya, Sripad, Adi Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya has come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Even before them, 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ came. But now we see that when the Acharya comes, there is a revolution. People take to the process, and when the Acharya leaves, then the whole world is put into a state of spiritual indolence. The understanding, their vision of spirituality again falls back, because that is the working of this material world. The working of this material world is so heavily, all of us are conditioned by our natural instinct in such a way that to come out of this, you have to go against the flow by holding on to the instructions of the Acharya. So even when the Lord Himself personally came 500 years ago, performed the pastime, He inundated the whole world, He inundated the whole country. Wherever He went, people took to the process of Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, everyone was chanting right from the heart. That is the potency of the Lord. When the Lord is personally present, He has the power to touch the heart of even dead matter. And there is one painting over here where the Lord is doing Sankirtan, and the tigers and the deers and the snakes and the elephants, all of them are dancing. And the testimony for this is this place where this actually happened. This place is still present in Jharkhand, and that place is called Charan Pahadi, where you have the footprints of these different animals, tigers, deers, snakes also, elephants. When the Lord performs Harinam Sankirtan, when the Lord, to show the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda Matayor Manda Gyana Padrata, the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga are all disturbed, so they can't take to the process. So the Lord Himself is descending and coming and showing, and when He chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. There is so much of reverberation in His heart, and it comes naturally. He is in a state of Mahabhav. So that affects even, like animals, what to speak of human beings. So all these animals, they are touched by that, their natural situation, Krishnera Nityadas. They are touched by that consciousness at that time. They forget their natural instincts at that point of time. And they all, like you see in the poster, the tiger is embracing the deer, and the deer is having tears in its eyes. So this this is the power of the Lord. But when the Lord winds up His pastimes, then again the world plunges back into, the natural instincts again surface. The people forget whatever teachings they had learned. So within just 400 years of time, the Chaitanya Charitamrit, which was the pastimes of the Lord, that copy itself, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not able to get the copy of Chaitanya Charitamrit within just 400 years of the advent of the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, out of great, he searched a lot, and finally he got a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then he revived the process that the process of Nam Sankirtan that the Lord had empowered, you know, and with his own potency. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then afterwards the series of Acharyas continue, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, tomorrow is the Tirubhav of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that's a very important day for all of us, because this was 31st of December 1936, when in the evening Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur finally leaves this mortal world. So we have to understand the mood of the Acharyas, and accordingly we have to try in our life to reciprocate with whatever mercy they are trying to give us. So that will be the perfection of our life. So to Srila Prabhupada, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur met in Radha Kund, in the banks of Radha Kund, so Saraswati Thakur was expressing his great disappointment from what is happening in the mud, what his other disciples are doing. So he said, the exact word is Agun Jalbe, that is fire in the mud. So again, how is this fire in the mud? Just because it is there in the purport, it is connecting with this pastime. This fire in the mud, or the fighting between spiritualists, it actually disappoints every sincere sadhaka's heart. So this fighting between spiritualists is also a result of giving into our natural instincts, that is, giving into Vishnu Maya. But Lord Vishnu wants us to come out of this matrix, so that we'll reform ourselves and become his devotees. Why? Because this world is already created because we wanted to lord it over this material world. We wanted to enjoy like the Lord himself, but that is not possible. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nityadas. The quality of the soul seeks pleasure from serving the whole. The soul seeks pleasure in serving without reservation the Supreme Lord. But the soul, got a desire to enjoy on its own, like the Lord. Instead of serving, it is taking up the position of the Lord, of trying to lord over the material nature. So the Lord has arranged for this space, that is a material creation, where the living entity can try and enjoy in this material world. And there is lot of, everyone in this material world is trying to become God. So yes, Agun Jalbe, we have to be careful that we don't give in to this conditioning that we have. And actually speaking, as Maharaj stated in the previous class to Sridhama Saka Prabhu's question, that it's not possible for us. It's not possible for us to surmount this Vishnu Maya. How is it possible? It's only possible if we hold on to the instructions of the spiritual master. The moment we lose remembrance of the instructions of the spiritual master, it's like leaving the dhoti of our father. The small child holds on to the dhoti of his father. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada said that just hold on to my dhoti and I will take you back home, back to Godhead. But holding on to dhoti of Srila Prabhupada means to hold on to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and in that way we can we can begin to surmount this insurmountable energy of the Lord. So yes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he finally, right from the start, he had been instructing Srila Prabhupada to preach in the West, and towards the end, in Radhakund, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada that if you ever have money, print books. And Saraswati Thakur, he was so much disappointed with his disciples that he said that I would prefer to take the marble from the temple and sell the marble and with that money distribute spiritual literature. Which this instruction Srila Prabhupada, he took to the heart so much that so many books have been distributed, and disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, even today we get that nourishment simply by going out and trying to distribute this transcendental literatures, because these literatures are literatures coming down in parampara. These are actually, Srila Prabhupada said, words of Supreme Lord Krishna only, and that Srila Prabhupada has simply penned down. So when we are distributing these literatures, we are giving everyone the potential to overcome their natural instinct. Although it is impossible, but it is possible. How? If we, along with distribution of Prabhupada's books, if we read Srila Prabhupada's books, and even more than reading is that we take shelter, Sharanagati, of Prabhupada's books, and actually if we live by these instructions, we struggle to live by these instructions, then we kind of hold on to Srila Prabhupada's dhoti, then we are kind of chaste followers, chaste disciples of our Guru. And this chastity, like in the Indian context, everyone knows the value of Mangal Sutra. So this Mangal Sutra for us is, if we understand the Vedanta Sutra, that is, explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is further explained for our understanding in the Mleccha Bhasha, English language, because all of us, we don't understand Sanskrit, we don't even understand properly our own mother tongue also, but we understand Mleccha Bhasha very nicely. So Mleccha Bhasha mein the Vedanta Sutra is given. So if we hold on to these golden instructions of Vedanta Sutra, then that is our chastity, that is our Mangal Sutra. So, and what's the easy way that is explained in all the Shastras, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, repeatedly many times, that just by dancing in the Naam Sankirtan of the Lord, all the negativities, all the difficulties in trying to overcome this natural instinct, animal instinct. So some may be harmless animals, or some may be whatever, but basically, whatever instincts we have, it is out of our conditioning, and we have to get magnetized to the Supreme Lord, So that right now we are like rusted iron. So that rust has to come out if we follow to the, process that is being recommended in this age, that is the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. to conclude with just one line that is also, you know, like what I had read in the Nectar of Instruction and by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it will be like a, you know, like a North Pole for us, you know, North Pole instruction that we have to always keep in mind when we are filled with many kind of things. We are in a state of indecision. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, one can make, one has to become thoroughly callous to make any kind of material advancement. Material advancement in the sense, one should not be disturbed in trying to make material advancement in this way. Whatever the needful has to be done, and we have to become thoroughly callous and take to the instruction of the spiritual master as life and soul. That is a way of making quick advancement. And in Jnanapana also, like I have Pundanam is saying that, you know, we should be dancing like a madman, and then definitely you will get bhakti, you know, you will like if you tolerate the harsh words of devotees or even outsiders, if you give respects to all kind of living entities, ants, animals, cats, dogs, humans, seeing the Supreme Lord, you know, here the creation is being described as beginning with the first Purusha incarnation. So when we see the Supreme Lord in the heart of different living entities, then we are making conscious efforts to see the Lord's presence. And at the same time, we are like dancing like a madman in Harinam Sankirtan, then definitely bhakti, you know, you will be blessed with bhakti. You will definitely attain to pure devotion. That is the concluding words of Jnanapana in by Pundanam, you know, so which is recited many times in Guruvayur temple. So just thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What a crowd! Huh?